Well, I'm speaking here from Erbil in Kurdistan myself, and what I can say is there is a major humanitarian crisis here. First of all, since June, when the armed groups started their rapid advances, and in the last 10 days or so since the 3rd of August, we've seen further major displacements. We have, in that period of time, well over 600,000-700,000 people been displaced. In the last week alone, 200,000. In particular, the sharp edge of the crisis right now, as people have been following, are the many thousands of people still trapped on the mountain of Sinjar. And certainly, I'm not going to comment on the effectiveness of military operations. I'm a humanitarian worker. But security is critical to getting access to these people and getting urgent, life-saving humanitarian assistance to them. Security is a key issue generally in terms of getting humanitarian access to displaced people.
The Yazidi minority, and these are the people we're talking about who fled into those mountains. Do we know how many people are up there?
It's very, very difficult to have a precise handle on the numbers. We in the United Nations are working very closely with the national and then the Kurdish regional and the local authorities. We're coordinating with all of the different actors who have information, including international actors who are able to fly over the space. We know it's many thousands. We don't know a precise number. We do know that in the last 72 hours, there have been some thousands of people get off the mountain, escaping across the south side, the north side of the mountain, and they are coming back, crossing into Syria and coming across the Tigris River at an area called Pesh Kabor, where they are then able to be in a secure place and immediately, urgently looked after. But there are still many thousands trapped and pinned down by these armed groups.
So some of them, particularly I think on the south side of the mountain, some of them are still under attack, are they?
People are trapped on the mountain in multiple locations. I should tell your listeners, the mountain is about 100 kilometres in length and about 10 kilometres at its widest point in width. It's a very large area. They're trapped in multiple locations, and those on the south side are much more exposed to the armed groups. Absolutely, they are exposed and fearful of their lives from military attacks from these people, in addition to the terrible conditions on the mountain. It's extremely exposed. It's a barren, I call it a camelback-type mountain, very exposed, searing heat, 45 degrees Celsius plus up there on the mountain, and surviving is extremely difficult.
Kieran Dwyer from the UN Office for Humanitarian Affairs, thank you very much. It's